You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show.
Here we go. You guys, it's coming to a close. Just a few more episodes of Heart of Dixie. We are now on season 3, episode 20, called Together Again. And it has gotten better and better the end. We keep commenting on that, so we're excited to discuss tonight's episode. I'm one of your hosts, Whitney Lane.
I am Michelle Renee, your other host.
And we're going to dig right in to Together Again. I kind of want to start with Shelby coming back.
Okay, yeah, that was unexpected.
I don't really love Laura Bell Bundy. I think she's very fun to watch. I mean, her character is very, like, off the wall and kind of crazy, especially because she's trying to get Brick back. Mm-hmm. But her little baby, I was like, I hope they don't forget that it's half black. I almost wondered.
They would not forget a critical detail like that.
You never know.
But at first, when I did agree when they first showed the baby, she looked a little light.
Yeah,
and
see?
I was like...
That's why I was like, oh, did they remember?
a little Northwest in there, wasn't
it? Yeah. But I just love her. I mean, she's fun. And, like, she brings Brick out into a different way. Like, out in a different way. He's more fun. But then he's also, like, she's still crazy. And I thought for a second he was going to say, yeah, I want to be with you.
I don't know why he didn't say
right.
yes. Like, for what reason?
Is it because she's got a new baby and he's like, she's just too young and in a place where I don't want to be after I've dealt with, like, Magnolia, you know?
I think maybe he doesn't want to get his heart broken again because she's broken his heart twice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just odd. And he's kind of playing a weird role, too, with Tom and Wanda and the whole baby thing. I mean, Wanda's acting crazy.
She is.
Girlfriend is, like, she's an interesting one. I mean, she literally put a goat in a stroller and strolled it around Bluebell and had a bonnet. So Brick,
I mean, better than a fake baby doll.
It's true, but
some people do that. They have a baby doll in a stroller, like crazy people, and like stroll it around. So at least it was something living.
Don't let that ever become
something
me.
That needs. I mean, hopefully not.
No.
But
the interesting thing was when Brick called Tom and he was like, "I've got a baby, a real life baby for you all to." I thought that they were going to take it wrong and be like, oh, "He's gotten us a baby. Like this is our child." Which at the end, Wanda was like, nope, I'm not giving this back. Like, for a second, I was like, she's going to be crazy and want to keep the child.
You thought she was going to try to steal their baby?
Like, I really did. I thought that Brick didn't give a great description to where they would be like, oh, we're just babysitting. It seemed as if, oh, we have a baby now. Because he didn't. He was like, I've got a baby for you tonight. You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, these crazy two are going to take it and take it. I was really scared.
They didn't. Good.
Well, and obviously, Shelby has a rough time with that child, and she's ready to get rid of it when she can have a moment. But that baby was crying quite
a lot.
Well,
I'm surprised that she doesn't know how to make the baby stop crying, because the baby stops whenever someone sings to her,
yeah.
And Shelby sings and like, dances all the time, so it should be a match made in
heaven.
Shouldn't
she just be dancing
to the stroller?
The baby should
be dancing. I mean, Shelby's just dancing and singing
the
time.
They turned out to want a real baby instead of a goat baby, so that's a good thing,
yeah.
I guess.
And they'll be pregnant, I think, on the season finale.
Let's hope something comes from that, because they need a little happiness. And it is such a big storyline right now. It's like all that Brick's involved in, you know, something's got to give.
Yeah, no, they're definitely going to make the announcement that they're expecting.
So on a whole nother note, people who are not expecting, George and Zoe. What did we think about them this episode?
Well, last week, whenever we saw the previews for it, like, I didn't at all think that the storyline we saw tonight of them, like, trying to help Wade and Lemon,
yeah.
I didn't think that was what they were doing at all. Like, I thought they were going to be together, you know, maybe flirting with the idea of, you know, hooking up. But, I don't know. I didn't hate their storyline. I don't know.
Well, obviously, Okay, I think I called it wrong a little bit last week. I thought George was over Lemon. I think he's still, because he laughed and he was like, finally, I'm annoyed. I think it goes both ways, though. I think he was like, finally, I'm back annoyed with her. I'm not just like entranced by the sex that we had. You know what I mean? I think he still can be annoyed, but I think he's also like, Lemon, like, I want to make her happy. I don't want her mad at me. So he goes out of his way to go try to find this food critic because Frankie's Fancy's got to see.
Yeah, I mean, and even if he didn't care about Lemon and her feelings, it's his restaurant too, and I'm assuming he's getting some kind of money from its success or failure.
Yeah, you don't like, want he needed to right his wrong,
because that's just disgusting.
That's almost embarrassing too. Like, the whole town knows.
Yeah, the whole town knows, because you know Dash DeWitt was there.
Yuck. And then, I don't know, and then Zoe trying to help Wade, and I'm real sick of him. Yeah. I think he's treating her horribly, and I think, I mean, we'll get to what Lemon told him, but, like, it's not her fault Vivian left you, honey.
Yeah.
Like, stop saying it's her fault that you're falling in a hole. Stop walking in the hole.
Yeah, and it's annoying because she's, like, trying to win him back so much. I mean, just how my personality is like, if someone's, like, giving me a hard time or being mean to me, then I'm going to, like, give it right back to him. So for her to be so, like, desperate to, like, want to prove her worth to him, it's kind of like...
I think she also knows that he's, like, vulnerable right now. So I think she knows that he's not doing it on purpose, but he can take it out on her because he feels close to her, and she probably reminds him somewhat of Vivian since they're in the same family. So she gets it, but towards the end, you see her being like, forget it.
Yeah, towards the end, that's what I liked.
Yeah, because it's like, you can try, and you can try as much as like, she's tried so many times, and for him to still be kind of a jerk about it, that's when you get to the point where it's like, this wasn't my fault in the beginning. I've tried to be there for you and be your friend, and now it's been too much. I'm not going to keep trying.
And he broke her heart, too. So it's kind of like he's blaming her and for his broken heart, and he feels bad, obviously. But he's not even acknowledging the fact and using this opportunity to apologize again and say, like, wow, I know what it feels like now, so I'm sorry for what I put you through in the past.
That I cheated on you.
Yeah,
and...
which is worse than Vivian. At least she didn't even cheat on him.
Right.
So, yeah, Wade gets 2 thumbs down this episode.
I agree.
No five forks for Wade.
I do like the Lemon and Wade story because she is a good friend to him, and I never saw that happening.
Mm-hmm, she is.
But it's also very, it is just straight friendship. There's nothing else there. Do you see anything?
So?
No, I don't.
I mean, I don't think.
I mean, yes, I do.
I mean, for the show, for the show's sake, no. I think that they're just strictly friends. But I feel like in real life, when two people are... to a guy and a girl that are, like, you know, both heterosexual, you know, and they're best friends, that oftentimes, like, as adults, they kind of, like, flirt with the idea of, like, maybe becoming more, maybe there's, like, a hookup or something. So
there's
in real
like
life,
a question.
Yeah, there's always, like, a question. And you always have friends and family that are like, why aren't you with so-and-so?
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like in real life, the situation wouldn't be as cookie cutter-ish as it is on the show. But for the show, no, I don't think they're going to hook up.
I don't either. And I think it's easy because Lemon and Wade are so very different people. Like, she's so type A, and he's just the complete opposite of what she would ever want in a guy. Plus, when he said something like, she said, I could just kiss you right now. He's like, please don't. Like, you can just see he's not, like, into it at all. There's no spark for him with that. But I do like how she goes over there and she gets him out and they go and... they find this food critic, and it helps benefit both of them.
Yeah.
They've been partners before, so it's cool that they're kind of like partners in crime for the benefit of each other. It's not like, let's fight one another and see who wins. They're doing
it
for
like
each
Zoe
other.
Yeah, like Zoe and George.
Yeah.
They're so goofy and immature.
I cannot. Yeah. George was just, it's George, really, for me, that I just can't handle anymore. I mean, he acts like a little child, like a little boy, if something doesn't go his way. They literally fought in a restaurant and fell down and broke tables.
Yeah, it's
to
a
get
little,
to this big old
much.
Glutton who was just like force feeding himself,
and they're never gonna find their car or
her purse.
We just leave
or...
that. You know what I thought was gonna happen though? Okay, because Wade makes the comment whenever he sees the Walter Welland guy, and he's like, "Oh, well, he's really pale, so he clearly stays inside doing something. Either he's a food critic or a serial killer." And I thought he was gonna be the serial killer, but then that didn't happen. But anyway, that's what
I thought.
I mean,
because
he looks way more. He looked a little bit more sinister than that.
But I thought it was too easy for the one who was eating everything at the table and sitting alone to be the critic. Because I was like, you
that's
never know
how
who
it
could
really
be
goes,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they have friends.
Yeah, that's not how it really goes down.
But yeah, so I was like, that can't be him. And I mean, Zoe just kind of follows George wherever, and I don't know. They really got on my nerves. Like, they just got on my nerves.
Yeah.
I still like Zoe, and I like Zoe and Wade, but it's getting old seeing all of it, especially when then... Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the Truitts coming and getting George and Zoe. Because they are, what is it called?
Hitchhiked.
They hitchhiked, and Tansy's brother picked them up. And that was just the weirdest thing ever, that they were sitting there trying to figure out their punishment.
Yeah, I could have done without that.
I could have, too. I could do without those brothers altogether. Because it's like, when you see them, you're like, something annoying is about to happen.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's not like there was any need for that. Was it just so we would see George and Zoe kiss? / was there even a need for that kiss?
No.
Oh, we've finally gotten over. We've mended our hearts. Because we're together. Why don't you say, because we found other people. You know?
And, I mean, yeah, because that makes it worse. Because the reason why they don't like George and Zoe is because they had that little moment or whatever on the boat, right?
Yeah.
Or should I, am I thinking of the right thing?
Wait, which one are you talking about?
Isn't the reason why they don't like Zoe and George is because they think that Zoe had something to do with George breaking up with Tansy?
Tansy? I don't remember.
Who did George kiss on the boat that Tansy saw? Or was that Tansy that he kissed and the homegirl saw it? The black one.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, well, I have the wrong storyline. I just made up a whole
They're mad at George because Tansy left him for Scooter McGreevy, who they don't like. They're mad at Zoe because Joel left.
Oh, because Joel left. Oh.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, they said he was their inspiration.
Oh.
Like, everyone's so obsessed. And they call him Joel as well, I can't handle. And then Chicken is always one just straight sitting there like, you could get away from Chicken in a heartbeat. So they just ran.
Yeah.
And ran all the way home.
Every situation they get into, they can get out of quickly. Like the guy like sitting there telling them that they were going to steal the car, they were literally like two steps away from the truck. Like I would run and try to like hop in the bed or something.
I would have never left my purse sitting in there with him.
Why didn't he get out too? You know, so that was a situation they could have easily escaped.
Avoided.
And then this whole thing with like
Chicken and the brothers.
Because it's like, even though these guys are like big and like kind of like off, they're not giving me malicious. They're not giving me
Never.
Like killers or anything. So like, why not just be like, I'm leaving, get out of my way, and just like force your way out.
Yeah, I would never sit down and wait for my punishment.
No.
I would have been like, I'm sorry. Thank you so much for the ride, but gotta go.
Yeah. So I don't know. Again, I mean, I know it's a TV show.
Right.
That's the entertaining part of it, but.
Yeah.
A bit unrealistic.
Yeah. Well, those boys are just annoying in general. I guess they're comic relief occasionally, but. And then Lemon and Wade kind of sit back and have that. Well, they bask in the excitement of getting both of their restaurants reviewed because he only does one in a town. And it was interesting that they met him where they met him.
Yeah, because was he going to review that one? Or
I think he was just trying to get directions. But like, wait, where were they again? Like, what was it called?
It's called Taxidermy something.
Correct.
It was like a restaurant and like a taxidermy place.
Yeah, a diner and a taxidermy place. What? You're sitting amongst dead stuffed animals and eating food?
Well, I guess that's what they cook. The animals that they just stuff.
I know, but ooh, I would never go in there in my life.
But I feel like there's actually really places like that.
I would not doubt it, but I would never.
Stuffed up on the walls. And it,
for sure.
They're like making raccoon in
the
back.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that was rough. And of Lemon, of all people, to go in there just for Wade. That was interesting. But I like their little talk towards the end.
Yeah, that was very brotherly and sisterly.
And it was like, finally, she's, you know, she doesn't like Zoe that much. They're finally becoming friends, but she's like, you know you're being too hard on her.
Yeah.
You know this isn't her fault. And I love how both him and, or how Lemon and George told Zoe and Wade, like, you sure this isn't because of another reason that you actually care about her and she still has your heart and vice versa?
Yeah.
And for a second, I was a little bit concerned. Well, I like that, but he didn't really respond much to it. He just said, stop talking. But he knows. He knows deep down. Then George and Zoe asked each other those questions. Sure, it's not because you care about Lemon still and Wade? And they're like, no. So they easily got away from it, but they both do.
They both do.
And it was weird, too, when they were talking about trying it with each other. This is the first time we've both been single at the same time. I was like, please don't go back to this.
Wait, who is they?
George and Zoe.
George and Zoe, oh.
Because I was like, please don't go back to this. But this also gave closure on them, I think.
Yeah.
Because they were both like, okay, we're single. We're both single at the same time. But do we want this? No. So, like, we know. That's closure. They're done.
Okay, so we can check them off the list of potential couples.
Yeah. Let's check them off the list. Because a whole nother potential couple, LaVon and Annabeth, I don't even know what's going down there.
I don't know.
So let's talk about them. Annabeth, she's so excited to introduce her new boy to her parents, and they are just not having it. That's got to be rough.
That happens,
though. As a daughter, though, I'd be like, are you kidding me right now? I'd be so mad at them. She gets mad at LaVon. He doesn't even have a clue.
I know.
I'd be like, are you guys crazy?
But that happens, though. Once those parents get invested, there's nothing you can do.
They get invested, don't they?
Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do. The new boyfriend or girlfriend has no chance.
I know. Mm-hmm. But who would have thought that LaVon and her parents were emailing and talking about their life?
Well, I guess because they're so in love with football and he's a football player. And
yeah.
I feel like that's very intriguing and, like, glamorous versus your daughter's dating the nephew. Is he the nephew of,
yeah,
like...
A mayor that no one likes.
Yeah, that no one likes.
It's true. And it was just awkward in general. Everything he said was just like, they were literally grabbing hands. Her parents, like
but
what?
You know, when you go into a situation, like, knowing that you're not going to like someone or kind of having a bad attitude,
yeah,
you kind of have, like, a wall up. So that's what it seemed to me like her parents had done.
They did.
Like, they had
did.
Kind of been like, oh, well, he's not LaVon, so we already know we're not going to have a good time. So they just gave him a mm-hmm. hard time.
I had to be so hard on him. But she was kind of, too. Take the vest off. Don't joke. Don't do that. You know?
But he handled it very well and mature.
But does she really like him that much?
No.
Because there's still those eyes with LaVon, and there's more passion and,
yeah,
like...
I don't feel any chemistry between them.
Me either. I don't know how long that's going to last.
I don't think it's
going to. But the parents do say to LaVon, is there any chance? And he's like, no.
He did say that, and I don't know if he meant no because Annabeth won't take me back, or no because I'm not going to go for it again.
He's already done this to her. They've decided, like, he's not ready for marriage. That's what she wants. Mm-hmm. And he's saying it to her parents. They're like, is there any hope? And he said no.
Well, I don't think it was that he's not ready for marriage. I don't think he wanted to marry her. He didn't, yeah.
I think it's got to be done, but I think they're setting it up in a way as if we're holding on to that relationship, potentially something happening. You know what I mean?
We're definitely holding on to it. I'm holding on to it.
Well, they did.
But I don't think, I don't think it's going to pan out. I think it's just going to be her and this guy.
So he's here to stay for a while, you think?
Well, that's only two more episodes, so.
That's true. But you know what I thought was so funny is Annabeth and her mom, they speak exactly the same, and you know they're not related in real life. Like, her voice.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I was like, whoa, that was really good. Like, they sound exactly the same.
Her parents were cute.
They are
those
cute. Are,
those are, like, believable parents,
yeah,
for her, you know?
Like, Southern, football-loving. Uh-huh. Yeah.
She kind of looked like the dad.
It
he
works.
Had the red hair. Yeah. I liked it.
It was interesting. So, y'all tell us what you think. Will LaVon and Annabeth get back together? Head to iTunes, rate, and comment. Let us know. Let us know if you think we're going to get a fourth season. Lots of stuff to talk about for sure. Anything else from this episode that you can think of?
No, I think we covered it all. I don't...
I'm trying to think. There's no Magnolia. I haven't seen Rose in forever.
Since
we do have just two episodes left, are we going to get some of these older characters coming back in?
Well, I think Joel could potentially come back.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and get there, shall we? Prediction time.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So why and when?
I just feel like they're going to bring Joel back as kind of a foil to Wade to kind of have Zoe have to choose, like, okay, well, Joel's back in my life and this is what I liked about him. But, I mean, if Wade finally, like, finally admits to himself that he still likes her, then I think, you know, she'll have to choose between them.
So maybe like the last episode, because next week and leading up to if Joel returns, Wade is definitely going to have to, there's going to have to be something that's happened. There's going to at least have to be a kiss, a talking of what's gone down, because then it's like, so Joel left. I've quickly gotten over him to go back to this one guy who had my heart all along kind of thing. And then it's going to be like, oh, I didn't care that much about Joel after all.
Yeah.
I think. It would have to be something like that. I think George may talk to Lemon about his feelings at some point. I think we're going to have to see something develop there.
And what do you think the outcome's going to be?
Oh, gosh, I do not see them getting back together. But I honestly, I don't know who the guy's going to end up with. I don't think LaVon and Annabeth are going to get back together. I don't know what's going on.
Well, Lemon and LaVon.
I know. No. That's what we thought. Yeah. I don't know. And I don't even think the preview for next week gave us anything.
It didn't. The only thing I know for sure is that, what's her name? Tom and Wanda. I know
something's
got to
give. Yeah.
I know they have a baby.
Well, only 2 episodes left to find out. You guys, thanks for tuning in with us. We will catch you next week. I'm your host, Whitney Lane. You can find me on Twitter at Whitney Lane Fern and on my website, whitney-lane.com.
And I am your other host, Michelle Renee. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee TV.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.